You're listening to one of the messages from the Chosen Camp. We pray you are strengthened by this message.
Amen. You know, I came up here, but I really think I want to move around down there and do some prophesying. Would you like that? Would that be fun? Okay, well, I'm going to go back down again. Thank you for helping me prophesy. Come on, somebody get excited. Amen. Hallelujah. No, I'm going to prophesy. We'll see. How about you? You look like a good person to prophesy to. Uh-oh. Do you know him? You do? You survived, huh? Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lord. Wow. When I lay my hands upon you, whoa, I hope there's someone just standing around somewhere just in case, you know. There he is, Vasily. You sure you can catch? Okay. Thank you, Lord. This is what the Lord says. I'm going to fill you with revelation. And you're going to be a prophetic teacher. I see the anointing. Yeah, there it is, Lord. Wow, yeah. There it is. Wow. It's just a presence. Just a presence. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your hands up to the Lord, okay? We don't want to ever rush the Holy Spirit. We just want to stay. Come up here, the two of you. Would you do that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Just say, come, Holy Spirit. Somehow we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says the enemy has come in against you like a flood. I see a fierce attack against you. And I see that there are those you have loved who have betrayed you, who have come against you. And it's been so hard. I mean, this has been one of the hardest years of your life. And the Lord just says to you, restitution. Restitution. Financial restitution, relational restitution. But the Lord says, even as the three Hebrew princes went into the fiery furnace, I, the fourth man, went with them. And the Lord says, I have never left you. And I have never forsaken you. And I have been there with you all the way. And I see that even though you're hurt so by those that like have the keys to your heart, it's been that hard. But the Lord says, I am going to heal in such a remarkable way that you could never imagine and never dream how it would happen. And so the Lord says, right now there is peace in the midst of the storm. Right now, says the Lord, I am wrapping you in my everlasting arms. And I feel this is not a word just for them, but many of you have been in that crucible. Many of you have been in that place, the refiner's fire. But the Lord says, I am the God of all comfort. And I will comfort you. And I will vindicate you. And I will cause hearts that were hard and seemingly turned against you to be soft. I am fighting for you. Now let me just... Yes, given God gives things for good and not for evil. Even our family. Thank you, Lord. So now, Lord, let me lose the anointing in you. Holy Spirit. Just gonna loose more. Oh, there's a wave. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it. Yeah, just take that wave of comfort. Lord, we just break the grief in the name of Jesus. Here, just take your hand here because I don't want. Yeah, you to hurt yourself. Let it go to your feet. There it is. Let it go. There it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No, come here. I'm not finished with you either. Thank you, Lord. There it is. I'm going to send this again. There it is. There it is. There. Don't stop it. It's flowing out of my hand. Yeah, good, good, good. Let all the go away to your feet. There it is. Thank you. The catchers, you have to catch. Oh, that's very nice. We're getting a little bit of joy going here. There's a little more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ramp that up, God. Yeah, ramp it up. Yeah. Oh, goodness. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More, more, more. Yeah, that's right. That's right. There we go. There we go. There we go. Yeah. Some more. Some more. Isn't this fun? Just letting God be God. Just kind of going with the flow. Thank you, Lord. Let's lift our hands again. Holy Spirit. Just say more. Come on. Just say more. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Come here, dear. The Lord is seeing your labor of love. The Lord is seeing your service and your giving. He's going to give back to you in ways you cannot imagine or dream. Promotion is coming to you, my dear. It's going to be coming from surprise places. Nothing you could make happen. The Lord is going to do it. And the Lord just says, you're coming out of a wilderness season that has been terribly difficult. But now, Lord, do a new thing. There's the anointing. Yeah. More, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, there it went. Yeah, leg all the way to your feet. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Wow, sometimes it almost knocks me over, too. I used to pray for people, they'd fall over, and I'd fall over. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let's get it all done. Ooh, there it is. Let it go to your feet. Don't be lost up in that. There it went. Whoops. You know, I can feel the virtue leaving my hands, so I can tell, you know, sometimes you're just holding back a tiny bit, and then it goes back into me. That makes me so tired. We don't want to do that. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just let the Holy Spirit flow. Come on. Just welcome Him. How often we do things under our agenda, right? How often we, you know, it's like we have such good programs. We sing, you know, some fast songs and we sing some slow songs. And if we're not careful, we can, you know, become just traditional charismatics. Just traditional. Thank you, Lord. The man in this blue shirt, would you come, please? Here, I'll come back here. I don't want to step on anybody. You know, there's little crunchy things under my feet. I don't know what that is. Thank you. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. Ooh. The Lord says, I'm giving you great faith. Wow. And you have planted many seeds. You've been very faithful and very diligent in your giving. You have been diligent in service. And now the Lord says, it's going to start coming back on the waves. Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Father. On the waves. Yeah. 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 Can you feel that? It's just kind of coming in and out, isn't it? Yeah. 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 We're just going to, yeah, just some more, Lord. Ooh, that's good. Lord, I release your blessing. The blessing that adds no sorrow. The blessing that gives us great joy. And there's something God is doing in your body right now. There's some little attacks here and there. And I just speak healing. Come, Holy Spirit. Let's just say it again. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's very nice. There it is again. There it is again. Yeah. Yeah. There it is. I just want to fill you up. Fill you up with glory. Sometimes there's just dry and thirsty places. And inside, we serve the Lord, but it becomes kind of like a desert place, and we just need more. Thank you for the more. Ooh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I see something in your lower back being adjusted. Thank you, Father. I know. It's really strong in here, isn't it? Whoa! I mean, wow! I just can't explain it. It feels like waves come in and waves go out. Waves come in, and the Lord says, "You are Holy Spirit people. You love." Presence of God more. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, sir, you are a friend of God. You are his friend. Thank you, Lord. That's right. More, Lord. More, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, just deeper. Yeah. It's been a wilderness. I know. A dry and thirsty land. I know. I know. Oh, but to be a friend of God. the Holy Spirit just flow in this place. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's just honor the Holy Spirit. He can interrupt any time He wants. For the Lord would say, everything's going to go up. The nations are calling you. The Lord's going to open doors to India for you and Pakistan and Nepal and Kashmir. The Lord says, I want to send Romanians around the world. The Lord says, I've given such a father's heart. I've given you a tender heart, but you are hungry. You're so hungry for more. And the Lord says, this night you are receiving a new mantle. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. New. The Lord says there's going to be a great move of the Holy Spirit and the Baptist here in England. The power of God is going to visit like He visited the Baptist in Argentina in the revival. And even upon the denominations when the walls fell and the harvest grew so high, no one could tell whose denominations was whose. You're going to be a unifier of Vasily and the Holy Spirit. There it is. Yeah, it's leaving my hands. Leaving more. More. You'll be changed. You will be totally changed. Send you to the nations also. And the Lord says, whom shall I send? And the Lord says, say, send me. Send me. I see the nations are calling you. See, God's going to open the doors to nations. Thank you, Lord. I want to impart. There it is, yes, that anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you're a seer. You're a seer and a dreamer. Yeah, oh, wow, that was good. Yeah, just don't be disturbed by that. Listen, that's the best medicine anyone could have. He's Baptist. What do you expect? Come on, yeah, yeah, Jesus. Yay, Jesus. Let's stand up and let's go greet people and just hug them, pray for them a second. Come on, everybody get up and find about five people you don't know. Don't step on anybody in the middle, okay? Just let them stay. Don't step on anybody. Just move right around them. I'm going to share just a few minutes, but not a long time. And it might be more of a homily, you know, kind of a shorter one. We'll just kind of see how it goes. You know, because when you're in camp meeting, now some of you don't understand about the history of camp meetings. Now, I don't know the history of England, but in the U.S., we would have camp meetings, especially during the early beginnings of the Jesus People movement, the charismatic movement. I remember Kenneth Copeland's mother, who was my mentor, Vanetta Copeland, telling me about camp meetings. And anybody got invited to the camp meetings. And I know you've had big, you know, outdoor meetings here and, you know, different kinds of marquees and things like that. But God has brought us here to meet with Him. The Bible talks about the tent of meeting. And so I just kind of let Him be God. If it makes you nervous, find another camp meeting. I'm not going to rush the Lord. I just want Him to be exalted above all things. And I want you to go home refreshed. You know, it's been a hard year for a lot of people. And sometimes we just need to let Him come in a sweet, comforting, loving way. You know, there's many moods of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes He's happy. Sometimes He's comforting us. Sometimes, you know, He's doing extravagant things, you know. And I mean, you know, there's all kinds of ways the Holy Spirit manifests. But you just have to know Him enough that you let Him be God. Isn't it wonderful we're in a place where we don't say the Holy Spirit has to go to the back room and then you can manifest whatever you want? This is God we're talking about. He is God. He's not God with a small g. He is God. Thank you, Lord. I just got to linger a little more. Do we have another song that's just kind of coming up in your spirit? Just keep playing, see where that takes you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more information, you can call us on 0300 777 2223 or visit theprayerfoundation.org.